Welcome to Living with Jesus. Each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you'll have more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, what is your relationship with Jesus?
Good morning. I'm David Jopie, Living with Jesus. This week our podcast focuses on Be Strong and Courageous Through Life with Jesus. Jesus reigns. Thank you, Lord. Now, after leaving Egypt and crossing the Red Sea, Moses writes a song that begins by proclaiming, The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. And Moses turns to the Lord, saying, O Lord, in your steadfast love, you have led the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. Then, preparing the nation to enter the promised land, Moses said to all the people, Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of the inhabitants of the land. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. This is the plan, to joyfully dwell in the land with the Lord, trusting God for health and safety. Today, through faith in the Lord Jesus, God restores hope to the hopeless, strength to the weak, and courage to fill fearful hearts. And the psalmist calls to the Lord, saying, Incline your ear to us, rescue us speedily. Be a rock of refuge for us, a strong fortress to save us. O Lord, we wait for you. We are strong and our hearts take courage. We wait for you, O Lord. Be strong and let your hearts take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. So the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. And an angel once comforted Daniel with a vision, saying, O man greatly loved, fear not, peace be with you. Be strong and of good courage. And Daniel was greatly strengthened and understood the vision. And the Lord Jesus stood by St. Paul after Paul was arrested, saying, Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome. Then, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul writes that we will all leave the tent that is our earthly home for a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We long to put on our heavenly dwelling so that we may not be found naked. We are burdened in this tent, and we groan, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be fully further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home with the Lord or away, we make it our aim to please the Lord. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Now Jesus taught that when a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Many opponents rebel against God, but we pray to you, O Lord, for healing and salvation. For you alone, O Lord, make us joyfully dwell in health and safety. And finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against worldly opposition, against the cosmic powers of darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. The hope of such prayers is to keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for the saints. Any troubles the world can produce are not worth comparing to the glory to be revealed in Jesus Christ. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit offer peace to you who know the love of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. For peace is in Jesus, and he rules and reigns in the kingdom of God, over all heaven and earth. Let us pray to God in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have mercy upon us.
We pray that this week podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ and that you'll continue in his love. In his holy name, amen. What is your relationship with Jesus?